Tonight's it wasn't the best tonight shooting from the field. I think I had you for around 9 field goals tonight, only 4 of them in the second half, but it was your free throws. You came in tonight shooting 28 free throws on the year. You shoot 43 tonight, and you almost had 28 by themselves in the fourth quarter, but it was good free throw shooting in the end. They got you a win that wasn't the prettiest of games tonight.
Right. You know, I told the girls, if we just win the rebound game and get to the free throw line more, I'm not even saying make them all, just get there more, yeah, we'll probably win, and we won both of those tonight.
And that you did, and you go to the free throw line 22 times in the fourth quarter, closed out the ball game, but whatever it was tonight just wasn't working. I don't know if it's just how Coronado likes to play. They kind of like to ugly the game up, but they just kind of played in their game, but the shots just weren't falling for whatever reason, but it was the persistence, I thought, for your team, and it shows maybe they're starting to mature a little bit more here tonight.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. You know, I saw a lot of good things. I feel like they're listening. I mean, clearly we still have a long ways to go, but, you know, I told them, I said, we only need to win by 1 point. And so, you know, I don't care if it's an ugly win. I will take it any day with this time of year.
And you got to the foul line. It was Bryn McCormick who stepped in, hit her first 12 free throws, and then ended up going 13 for 16. And those are big free throws along the way the entire night there. Her and Madison Chaplin, J.C. Rose at times tonight, Lindy, and with Lindy and Run, Emily really struggling from shooting. That was big to see those really step up and hit some big shots.
Yeah, you know, again, everyone knows that we've got a solid inside game, and so the guards are going to have to take care of the ball and get it inside themselves. And, you know, I was really proud of our guards really attacking that man defense tonight.
And you had to watch Coronado firing threes from way behind the arc there, and they were hitting a couple of those. And with the game being so close as it was down the stretch, you still had to be a little weary about them hitting those shots, even though they're not maybe high percentage three-pointers that they take.
Right. You know, on film, I saw that they shot three-pointers all the time. And I just knew if you shoot that many, you're going to make some eventually. And they certainly did. So we had to pull our zone out a little bit.
And it spread, yeah, but you guys were able to kind of deal with that. So now two games into this classic here, the round ball classic here, you go up tomorrow night against a very good Liberal team that beat Trinity tonight. And Liberal, you know, it's going to be a pretty big task for your team, but a good early season challenge.
Right. I mean, Liberal, they are long, they're athletic, you know, they're experienced. And we played them this summer, and it was a battle. And I know it's going to be a good game. We're just going to have to be very focused when we go out there.
It's on a neutral court. That's the nice thing tomorrow for that,
yeah,
with Liberal there. So,
yeah.
But third game to wrap up. It'll be their fourth game in 5 days, so hopefully a little fatigue sets in for them.
I hope so, just because, you know, they're going to be a solid team, and they'll be ready to play.
Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here, wrapping up the girls' game. Coach, congratulations, 2-1 victory. Wasn't easy, but you found a way in the end, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.